The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And now, it's been under consideration for so long, there's a sense it's never going to happen. We are talking about the Metrolink, but Eamon Ryan, the Minister for Transport, has secured an agreement from Cabinet to move forward, and it might happen, and it's probably going to cost about £9.8 billion. But Conor Faulkner, transport commentator who's on the line, Leo Varadkar, said that they do have an old pesky bit of paper that says it might cost £23 billion, but they don't believe that's going to happen. How confident are you that they'll keep the cost down on this?
Well, I mean, as to the final outturn cost, Jonathan, I don't know. The range it seems to be anywhere between £9 billion and £12 billion from the various estimates that you read. And look, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I almost don't care. I know we're talking about billions and billions of euro, but this project has been mooted for so long. I mean, it became government policy to build the rail link to Dublin Airport in 2005. And you know, not a shovel in the ground since. Now, I know the financial crisis intervened and all of that, but we were supposed to be doing this at around about the time that the Dublin Port Tunnel was built. And had we done so, we would have had metro trains running to and from Dublin and Swords for the last 20 years. Now, we didn't. The project has been continually delayed. So it's a good news day today, Jonathan, I guess. Cabinet signing off on the project to continue. But, you know, we're a long way before, from getting there.
Yeah, Conor, you and I have been knocking around a long time.
Oh, yeah.
We remember the Seamus Brennan clip that's still doing the rounds that the trains would be running very, very quickly after he made the announcement in 2005. That, of course, didn't happen. I know there are various factors that have intervened, but we are an outlier in not having decent public transport, fast, rapid access transport to the fastest growing part of our country, which is Fingal.
Entirely true. The airport, obviously, and everybody is aware of that, but also beyond its Swords and Fingal, this is an absolutely critically needed piece of infrastructure, and it should have been built many, many years ago. And while that has been going on, while we've been failing to do it in Dublin, cities all over Europe have built new metro systems. Madrid has done it. French cities like Nice have done it. I was lucky enough to be on holidays in Nice earlier on this year, and I had been there previously about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years before. And in that period of time, they've built a metro. You now get to their airport by metro. Dublin should have done this. We're well behind the curve. And I don't think we regret spending the money. I mean, building the port tunnel at the time cost about €750 million. And that's only 20 years ago. That in relative terms seems cheap as chips, Jonathan, in terms of what's happened to the country since then, good and bad. When we build a metro, it's built. It frustrates me that we can spend so much time on things like cost-benefit analysis for infrastructure that the city self-evidently needs and will need into the future.
When we look at Crossrail, which is, let's say, a reasonable comparator, I know London is a lot more complicated, so costs will be higher there. But they had an initial budget of something like £14 billion. It ended up being closer to £19 billion by the time it opened. A massive overrun and a lot of the work on the stations. Some stations ended up costing £750 million. Now, there was an awful lot going on and we won't have to deal with that, but we don't have a huge and brilliant track record of keeping costs at least close to reality on big, massive construction projects. So it wouldn't fill you with hope.
Well, all of that is true. And there are other comparators you can look at that tell a better story, places like Madrid, for example, or those French cities. But in Dublin, in Ireland, we have our own experience too. We actually tend to be quite good on getting projects done on time and on budget once construction begins. Where we waste enormous amounts of time and money is in the, you know, arguments, debates and analysis that goes on before we put a shovel in the ground. And that even now is where the cost is likely to balloon if it does. I mean, the project now, having been approved by Cabinet yesterday, which is a good news day, but more seriously, planning has to be submitted now in September. And then the hard work of procurement and tendering begins in earnest next year. So there's an awful lot of work to be done before this project is completed. And I don't think it's fair on any government to be reasonable, demand precise costings now for a project that's going to be in operation for at least the next 10 years. So we've got to be a bit realistic about about our criticisms of government when it comes to
costs. But in the meantime, Conor, or do we just accept the fact that our capital city is going to be strangled by traffic for at least the next decade, if not longer? We've got bus connects that's coming in. It's happening, but the rollout of it is bits and pieces because there are bus lanes that haven't been built yet and there are bus lanes that are being planned. Ultimately, we're consigning a decade of people sitting in their cars, not being able to access the type of public transport that they want to, unless they're living near the Lewis or the Dart or a commuter rail service.
That's a bit depressing, Jonathan, but essentially that is what we've done over the last two decades. We've wasted those. I mean, the congestion cost to the Irish economy over the last 20 years is enormous, and none worse than in Dublin. So we have done that. I'm a little bit more optimistic, but as an aside, I don't think bus connects is going to be the solution to anything. But in terms of Metro, I mean, the Metro North, or Metro Link North, is the first link in what will have to become a Dublin Metro system. Currently, that terminates at Charleman Street in the South City, Stephen's Green, and then Charleman Street. We have to decide what to do next, but we will wind up needing Metro lines running out through Ranelagh, Rathmines, Rathgar to Tara. We will need to upgrade the existing Green line on the Lewis so that it's Metro standard, and we will need more. We'll need them going west, northwest, and north. We'll need to build proper solutions in cities like Cork and Limerick and Galway. So we have an awful lot to do. I mean, personally, I'm excited about getting Dublin's Metro built, but it is one project, even if it's a big one. We need to continue building infrastructure.
But we have got a tendency here to shelve projects when the money runs out. And I know 2007 was a particularly unique disaster whereby you had shovel-ready projects that were shelved and everyone had to go back to the drawing board and the money that was spent was lost. But we're living in a perma-crisis. We were talking to Leo Varadkar about this earlier on. You know, right now, it's a cost-of-living crisis. So the money that could be put into a fund that might pay for this is going to be spent instead to reduce the worst effects of inflation. And this is at a time when we actually have money coming in that we could put away for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something that will be deemed more important and more politically expedient than something like the Metro. And that's unique to this country. No one else seems to have the ability to long finger key infrastructural projects when times get tough.
Yeah, on infrastructure, that's definitely true of us, and it's rather depressing. And I do agree that's been the analysis, but let's be optimistic. If you look at it the other way, if we hadn't built the Dublin Port Tunnel at a cost of 750 million euro, you know, the cost to the city for not building it would have been far, far greater. Now, we did miss the boat. Had we built Metro at that time, between 2000 and 2006, if we had done it at that time, it would be built by now. And what would we have spent on it? I mean, at the time, the estimates are in the order of 2 billion euro, and that would be money long since spent and gone, and the Metro would exist. So we're doing it 20 years late, and it's going to cost us 9 billion. But even at 9 billion, 10, 11, it is my assertion that we will look back on that as money well spent. Once it's built, like the motorways that we built, Jonathan, I mean, you could argue we could have built better things, but during the boom period, we did an extensive motorway building program, and they are superb. Drive from Dublin to Cork now, it's 2.75 hours in comfort and safety, vastly better than it used to be. That's terrific. Don't regret a single euro spent, but we should at the same time have been building Lewis lines in Cork City and Galway, building Dublin's Metro, lots and lots of stuff that we could and should have done when we had the opportunity. But we can only start from where we're standing now
Well,
not repeat those mistakes.
I know people will say I'm being a bit pessimistic this morning. You, Conor Faulkner, to your credit, the eternal joy and sunshine of public transport that you are, trying to drag me out of it, but listen to this text. We owe a quarter of a trillion. There's another crash on the way. We won't be able to afford to plant a daffodil after that. We'll never see a rail to the airport. Flying will be gone by then. I believe that is from the ghost of Peg Sayers, and we thank the ghost of Peg Sayers for joining us this morning.
Well, you're not the most pessimistic person in the country this morning, then, Jonathan, clearly.
Worse. Peter texts, why the metro? Why not a new Lewis line from the city to the airport? I mean, there are other options. We seem to be kind of intent on mixing and matching hokum gatherum public transport as opposed to a single rollout that probably would be more beneficial.
Well, that is a fairer point, and you could indeed have a conversation about what solution is best for the airport, but don't forget it's not just the airport, it soars beyond it, and there's enormous amounts of housing needed and planned all along the route. It is my belief that Metro is necessary there. But Lewis Light Rail is a terrific solution, as we've found in Dublin, and there's sort of lots of, when you say Metro, that doesn't all have to be underground rail. Parts of it can run on surface, but it's defined by its capacity and its ability to travel segregated rails and carry the numbers that it does, 20,000 per direction per hour, and I think that capacity will be needed on Metrolink North. I also think it'll be needed south, and I also think it'll be needed west. But then my analysis has always been build. And I guess in defence of that over time, I don't think we've built infrastructure that we've regretted, whether it's the existing Lewis lines or the motorways or the tunnel or the stuff that we have built.
Question here. Can you ask Conor what country we should mirror when it comes to transport? I was always impressed with Glasgow. And I always found it very comparable to Dublin, that you have underground, overground, a little bit of everything mixed in, and it works quite well.
Yeah, I like the comparators with the French cities. If you look at places like Montpellier, for example, they're almost entirely car-free in the city centre and extensively use Lewis's. In fact, the Dublin Lewis is manufactured in France, so when the one in Montpellier goes ting-ting, you suddenly think you're in Stephen's Green. But they've done a lovely job on it. And you can also look and admire at cities like Barcelona, which has managed to build superb infrastructure. Now, that's still a very car-dominated city, and if you were living there, you'd be having the debate. But there are other cities that you can look at who have done it well. And to be fair, there are things we have done well in Ireland also. But if there's a glaring omission, a clear unfinished business, it is a modern metro system for the capital city. The airport needs it. The city needs it. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Cities smaller than us have recognised the need and built their metros in the 30 years we've been talking about it. So it just has to happen.
Conor Faulkner, thank you as always for your thoughts.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.